Would Jesus betray you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Ivani Greppi, who was on our previous show, who had a spiritual betrayal, but it wasn't Jesus.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times when we go through hard times, we can automatically blame God and say, well, this happened to me. It's all God's fault. Why would he have allowed this to happen?
Yeah.
You know, someone gets in a fist fight with someone or something negative happens. And there are times when we can think, well, God betrayed me. But really, first thing is we have a free will. People do things out of their own free will, right? And the other thing is that there is a spiritual realm. There is light and dark, as we refer to, which is more metaphorically, but there are things happening in the spiritual realm that we do not see. And the Bible says that the devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy. It doesn't say that God came to kill, steal, and destroy. It actually says Jesus came to give us life and that abundantly. And so here we are up against some type of battle, a spiritual battle, an unseen battle.
Well, I think when it comes to the spiritual realm, you know, would Jesus betray you? I think the answer is clearly no. He would never betray you. And when bad things happen, that might be someone else betraying you, because the devil, he's very tricky. He comes in like a friend, and then he betrays you. And that's how it works with all betrayers. Think about it. When someone gets cheated on, it's like the best friend. You know what I mean? It comes as a friendship, and then later on it turns into something worse. And it says in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14, it says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Meaning, we need to understand that Satan doesn't come as like the boogeyman and try to scare you. He comes like a friend, and then he is always out to betray the trust that you place in him.
He wants to deceive, and that's what happened with Adam and Eve in the garden in the very beginning of creation when he tricked her
in the book
into
of Genesis,
eating
right?
an apple or whatever, you know, a piece of fruit. We call it an apple. Eat this. Oh, surely it will be okay. And that's who deceives. So if you felt deception, if you've gone through a hard time in your life, instead of turning away from God, turn to him, because he will shed the light on the truth. He exposes the darkness, as we are here now, exposing the darkness, and he'll reveal light because he loves you and he has you, your best interest in mind. And so let's hear from Ivani right after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by FA79 and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. FA79 serves delicious Vietnamese pho noodle soup, along with many other authentic Vietnamese selections. They've received Denver Magazine's Top of the Town Award and were voted Best Vietnamese Restaurant by the Denver Dining Guide. Make plans now to dine at FA79, located at 781 South Federal Boulevard in Denver, or call them at 303-922-2930. That's 303-922-2930.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th Hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th Hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Ivani Greppi, and she was in the occult for 38 years. She is a former spiritist medium who channeled spirits. And honestly, she suffered from severe depression and hearing voices, though she was in it for the healing and she believed that it was from God. She realized one day it was nothing but deception. Let's hear from her. Ivani, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kathleen and Ann. This is a blessing. I appreciate this so much.
Tell me a little bit about where we were at, because we talked about on a previous show that you grew up with this. You thought you were doing like a great white witch type of thing. You were dancing, doing the Brazilian type of ceremonies that they had as far as this spiritual Umbanda is what you called it, or Santeria. Mm-hmm. And though you were doing the white witchcraft, you called it like a white table. And then there's this black part where you had to once a month appease the dark side. What did you have to do to appease the dark side?
Mm-hmm. Well, once a month, the temple would be closed to any visitors because people would come for healing. But during this time, once a month, there would be music and chanting and worshiping of these beings that were demonic-like. Mm-hmm. And the reason was to keep them at bay, to protect the temple. Mm. It was kind of a trade-off. We would worship them, and there would be offerings of cigars, cachaça, which is like a moonshine. Mm. That would be offered, and the mediums would become possessed by these beings, and same thing, dance and sing, and it was just demonic in nature, and we believed that that was what we needed to do to keep the temple safe from attacks.
Mm. So you ended up just continuing in this life. As you came to America, you ended up getting married. And through that, your children started to grow up with paranormal phenomenons, experiences with evil in their bedroom, and they didn't want to be alone, and they were scared, and you would hear noises, and evil things just continued to happen around you in your house, and you became very severely depressed. And what you didn't know at the time is that you actually were possessed.
Right.
You had demons that you were dealing with in your life. Tell me about the misery you were in at that time.
Right. As my children grew, I taught them what we believed in Brazil. And instead of praying to God or to Jesus Christ, we would pray to these gods and these spirit guides. And as the years went by, progressively things became worse and worse because I wasn't practicing it like I did in Brazil. And I believed that these spirits were angry at me for not practicing as I should. Mm. So my children were afraid because these spirit guides were demons, and we started being attacked. We'd hear noises, wake us up in the middle of the night, breaking glass, and then go through the house and find nothing out of place. The dog would growl, and you could sense the huge oppression. And I started to become more and more depressed because I felt there was hopelessness all around me. I had no hope, even though I had a beautiful family, a loving husband. I was a nurse, had a good career. I had no hope, and it was like falling into a pit. You just kept getting deeper and deeper into desperation to the point that I did consider suicide at times because it felt like there was no other way, even though I never came close because my children, I couldn't imagine doing that to them. But it was so desperate. The situation would become so desperate that you lose control.
So, Ivani, when you came to this breaking point, something miraculous happened in your life. Tell me how you got to the point where you finally surrendered your life to Jesus and believed he was the way, not these spiritual idols and spirits that you were seeing in your house.
Right. A missionary pastor came from Brazil to Florida, and his name is Alexandre Oberlander, and he was ministering to the Brazilian population. He met my family through the printing shop where they own, came to do some business cards. And eventually, he was able to break through that wall that I had. It was a demonic wall that was up that would not allow anyone to minister to me because I didn't believe in the Bible or Christianity. I actually hated anything to do with Christianity. And he was able to break through that because he knew my background. He understood he came from that culture. And he was able to minister to me in a miraculous way. My entire family came to Christ through this. And these demonic spirits that possessed me were cast out. They were taken away by Jesus Christ.
Wow. So you actually had demons that were inside of you that you didn't know about that came out of your body. And how did you feel when they left?
Yeah, these demons that I thought were my spirit guides, I felt when they were taken away, when they were cast out, I felt like a black veil was lifted from my face, which I had my entire life. And immediately everything was brighter and lighter and colors were brighter. And I never felt such joy in my life. It was such a beautiful, peaceful experience. Once I was rid of those demons, it was just like being born again. That's what it felt like. I was a new person. I had joy for the first time. I don't think I had ever experienced a real, truthful joyful experience until that day. It was just beautiful, you know.
Wow, that's powerful. Wow. And now your life is completely changed. You don't see these spirits anymore, and you're not hearing voices or weird sounds in your house. You actually have peace, you have joy, and it was all through Jesus Christ. It wasn't through a spirit guide or doing witchcraft or bowing down to really the devil to please him, because really when people do that, you can never make the devil happy. He'll always turn on you.
Yeah,
and so,
more.
You know, what I'd like to ask you, if you could share with me, in America, there are so many people getting involved with witchcraft right now. Can you name some things for us that people are getting involved with unknowingly that they should really steer clear of, that opens the door for the devil to oppress their family, that you know about, that would be good for them to stay away from?
Yes. The most common, believe it or not, is yoga. That will open you up to demons. And I know that there's a hard pushback on that, but please, anyone that's involved in yoga, research this. It's very dangerous. Any type of new age, crystals, spiritism, talking to mediums, horoscopes, Ouija boards, any fortune telling, anything that communicates with the spirit realm. Even if you think it's a joke, it's not a joke. It's very serious. It's life-threatening. It is all connected to demons.
Mm.
There is no spirits of departed loved ones. It's all a demon manifesting as someone you may have known. It's very deceiving.
So you're saying that any spirits people see that look like a family member or a friend are actually demons that come in to look like, because the Bible does say that the devil comes as an angel of light, so it might be recognizable, but those demons have been around since the beginning of time, so they're able to manifest themselves like a human, a certain person.
Yes, and they lie, and they know. They've been here since the beginning of time, like you said, and they know everything about us.
Wow. What's one word you would say to someone who might be into witchcraft or doesn't believe Jesus is the only way and says, oh, well, I'm spiritual, I can be a part of this? What would you say to that person right now?
I would say to stop and ask God to reveal the truth to you. And he will. Jesus Christ will reveal himself to you when you ask him.
Mm.
Just ask Jesus Christ, is this from God? And you will see the truth. The truth shall set you free.
Amen. Well, we're going to say a prayer for those listening. And thank you so much for being with us, Ivani.
Thank you. God bless your ministry. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Father, we just thank you so much for this real testimony of someone who has lived as a medium and a spiritist. And Lord God, we just thank you for something that's been really revealed. And someone who's listening right now may say, gosh, I've opened up some of those doors. I've done some of these things. What do I do? It's simple. Jesus will deliver you. He is the deliverer. And so Jesus, right now, we take a moment to call out to you and say, Jesus, we want you in our lives because you're the shepherd of our souls and you will guard us in the spiritual realm. We ask for you to come in. We receive, we believe in Jesus' mighty name. I'm praying for all those who are listening in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.